Thank you for listening to Christian Challenge at K-State's podcast. If you'd like to learn more about our ministry, follow us on Instagram or visit our website. Hope you enjoy this episode.
We're back. Hello and welcome back again to the women's podcast for Christian Challenge. And we are going to, again, on this podcast, kind of pick up some last couple of questions that are sort of related to singleness, sort of related to dating. Of course, we did the panel and we got these questions before Nate talked on dating and relationships, but we felt like, yeah, maybe you have some different thoughts on it now that you've heard Nate share. The women listening to the podcast may have different thoughts about it. Maybe your questions got answered when Nate shared Monday night. I don't know. But we're still going to tackle them. I'm here again with Jody and Brooklyn. And in case you haven't been on the previous podcasts, I'm Melody. I'm kind of moderating our podcast. So, okay, we're just going to cover two questions in this podcast. So this may be a little bit shorter. I don't know for sure. But Jody, Brooklyn, thanks for joining me again.
Of course. Yeah, it's fun. Fun to be here.
These questions today I feel like are a little bit personal. And so I appreciate your willingness to step into this with me. So here we go.
Jumping right in.
Here we are.
Yeah, just diving in the deep end.
It's getting warm
here. Diving in the deep end. Here's the question. How do you deal with sexual temptation? And I think we can kind of think about this question in two ways, maybe. We are created as sexual beings. And so maybe we can think about the question sort of generally, like how do we deal with this general sexual temptation in life? And then secondly, in dating, if you're currently in a dating relationship or you're planning to be eventually in a dating relationship, how do you think about dealing with sexual temptation as you're drawing closer to another person? I guess boundaries would be the word that we would put on that. You know, what kind of boundaries do you have in dating? Mm-hmm. So can we maybe tackle we'll kind of do those two questions. So let's talk first about general sexual temptation in life. Who wants to go first with any thoughts on that?
I can try. So I think...
Thanks for trying.
Yes. When I knew this question was coming, I thought about a conference that actually Brooklyn, Melody, and I recently went to, and it was with an author, Sam Alberry, and it was excellent. And so I don't know, maybe we can put links to some of the talks from that conference in the notes of this podcast. But he just had some things to say that I thought might are somewhat related to this question. And I think one thing that stands out to me, I think like our culture wants us to think that we, like, because we are created with sexual desires, that like we need sex to be complete. Mm-hmm. Like we're missing out if we're not having sex, or like we're even suppressing something inside of us if we're not acting out sexually, whether that be pornography, masturbate, like with ourselves through masturbation or with other people. Mm-hmm. And I just really appreciated some of the things that Sam had to say. And that one of the things that stood out to me is that, like, when our ultimate dissatisfaction that we feel inside is actually not sexual but spiritual. Like, it could be pointing to a different, like, those desires are, you know, might be pointing to a different thing, that the ultimate thing that we want, you know. And I think about, like, with, just some of the ways that we act out sexually. There's, if we really think about it long enough, it's like maybe we're actually desiring intimacy, or we're desiring to be known, or we're desiring to be pursued, or like there's like something else that's making us. I think like acting out sexually is the fruit that has a deeper root. Mm-hmm. And it's good to like think about what is the root behind this temptation and to like deal with that. And another thing that stood out to me that Sam said is like the, that he was just reminding us that, like, Jesus,
Are you looking in your...
I am, because there's... He just said it so well.
Jody brought her Sam Alberry notes.
I'm looking right here, and I even started, and now I can't find it. But pretty much this idea that Jesus was, like, the most complete mm-hmm. person, and he wasn't sexual at all, mm-hmm. you know? And so
He wasn't sexually active at all.
Right, right. He was... Mm-hmm. He had... Yes, thank you. He didn't, like...
He did not... Act out on his...
Oh, here we... I found it. Uh-huh. The most complete person who ever lived was never romantically involved. Mm, right. Jesus was fully complete.
Yeah.
And so I think that there's just, like, something comforting to me about that. But back to sexual temptation, I think, like, we handle it. When I was thinking about this, I was thinking about a specific story in my life. I will just be... raw and honest, I feel like the ways I'm most sexually tempted as a 40-something-year-old who has never been sexually active and has never been married, I've never had sex, like, but a lot can happen in my mind. And so that's where I face the biggest temptation is just where I let my mind go and the thoughts that I have. And I remember a specific story. I'm like, my heart rate is going up right now. Just think about sharing it, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to be raw and honest with you all. Like, I remember a season where I was really struggling in my thought life in desiring men who are married. And I just was like, I could just see these qualities in them. And I let my thoughts go to, like, what would it be like to be married to them?
Yeah.
And I just was like, I knew that that's not where my thoughts should go, and that that was not honoring to them. It was not honoring to their wives. It was not honoring to Jesus. But I was just struggling with it, and I confessed that to a trusted friend, mm-hmm. and I was met with, like, so much grace mm-hmm. and understanding. And then what happened was those thoughts started going away. Mm-hmm. Like, I think mm-hmm. that, like, there's so much power. That doesn't mean they haven't come back. Mm-hmm. But it was like I almost had this immediate, like, release from that temptation because there's power in confession. Mm-hmm. And so the mm-hmm. enemy, that voice that we're talking about, that John 10 voice, like, it's like he wants us to just keep everything hidden. And he mm-hmm. wants to tell us, like, oh, you're the only one that, like, can you believe that you are even thinking that? Don't dare tell other people you're thinking that, because what will they think of you if mm-hmm. you share that with them? But the reality is like, one, I think about, I see Melody with her Bible. I think about the verse 1 John 1:9 that says, if you confess, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But I also just think, like, there's less power in the temptation as we confess it. Mm-hmm. Another thing that was said at this conference, Sam said, like, confess your sins to death. And I do mm-hmm. think that there's, like, that is just a really good, like, visual. Like, as we confess, they lose more power. Mm-hmm. And then pretty soon, like, and then eventually we might not even struggle with that. We might mm-hmm. still. So confession might have to be ongoing. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so that's kind of my tackle of that question of how to deal with sexual temptation is remember that we don't need sex to be alive, to be complete.
Right.
But then as we deal with temptations, like, bring community into it and let other people, like, help us walk.
Yeah, I do think sexual temptation is one of those places where we tend to feel like I can't let anybody know this. It feels too personal. You know, mm-hmm. but I love that quote too from Sam mm-hmm. Albury, confess your sins to death, you know, to bring them into light. I went and picked up my Bible because Proverbs 28:13 is a verse that I've loved over the years that's really helped me. He who conceals his sins does not prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever confesses and renounces them finds mm-hmm. mercy.
Yeah.
So I think the more you try to hide sin, particularly sexual sin, I think, mm-hmm. it just festers into something more and more and more, and it keeps you in shame and hiding.
Yeah.
Confess them. You know, I learned this verse originally, I think, out of the Living Bible, and it was like, you know, whoever hides his sin does not prosper. Instead, confess them and give them up, mm-hmm. and God will show mercy to you. Mm-hmm. So confess them, you know, confess them, and then get help, accountability to give mm-hmm. them up. So, I don't know, Brooklyn, you want to step into this?
I mean, I completely agree with it. I would just reiterate everything you said. But there's a phrase that I can't remember who, someone on our staff said it, and I feel like we've kind of been saying it, but it's saying, like, get air on it. I think, like, when you believe a lie, like, get air on it. Or when you're dealing with sexual temptation, like, put it out. Give it to friends. Like, talk about it with the Lord. Talk about it with your community. Like, I don't know if it's meaning, like, when you get a wound, you got to let, like, air it out. Like,
it contributes to
the healing.
Let
it to be known. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's, like, if you want to move towards, like, healing in this area and victory, I think also just believing that this doesn't have to be something that you won't find victory. Like, mm-hmm. Jesus mm-hmm. has victory over sexual temptation. And so I think the mm-hmm. more you put air on it and pray about it and bring it to your community, the more you'll find, like Jody said, that the temptation, as it may not go away, but it has less, like, hold on your mm-hmm. life. So I love that mm-hmm. phrase of just putting air on it.
Yeah, I would just say, too, really quick that, like, in my own life, I think it's been important for me to know kind of what are things that are triggers for me mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and what makes it harder for me. Mm-hmm. And so I have fairly strict boundaries on, like, what I will watch on movies.
Good.
Yeah. Like, if it's got sex, any kind of sex scene stuff mm-hmm. in it, uh-uh. I can't. Mm-hmm. I just can't. Mm-hmm. Because, and I think you're playing with fire a little bit mm-hmm. if you allow that in your life. Mm-hmm. So I would just caution you to think about what you're putting in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And what you're reading.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or mm-hmm. reading, you know, mm-hmm. like romance novels, that kind of stuff. I don't know. I'm kind of not mm-hmm. current on all that right now.
Yeah.
But I do think sometimes you can pick up steamy books mm-hmm. and those are just, it's not helpful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so.
And the Bible says, like, flee sexual immorality.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
don't just, like, tiptoe as close as you can to it or
play around
it's like
with
run
it.
As far away. So mm-hmm. I think, like, just putting yourself as far away from you can as things that will tempt you.
And I think it's hard. It's hard sometimes if to be the person who says your whole friend group gets mm-hmm. together and you're going to watch a movie. To be the person who might say, you know, guys, I don't know if this would be the most honoring movie for us to watch together. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could we find a different movie? Mm-hmm. And if the friend group totally, like, you know, votes you down, then to have the courage to be the person who says, well, okay, I'm gonna slip on out. You guys, you know, I'll join you. And when the movie's done and we all go out for ice cream, mm-hmm. somebody holler at me. Mm-hmm. But that's hard. That's hard mm-hmm. to be that person who stands out from the crowd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But gosh, you might be the voice that would really help your friends step back from sexual temptation.
Totally.
If you were just honest to say, I really don't want to watch this movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and it's calling them to be higher. Like,
yeah.
mm-hmm. there is a benefit to, you know, saying, like, hey, we should be working together in this. We should be working towards some things that are good and not things that will tempt us. And so I think as a part of friendship, even, like, call your friends to be higher.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Jody, did you want to say something? Or are you done?
Oh, I mean, as you were sharing the other day, I was reading in Ephesians and I was really struck by Ephesians 5 verses 3 and 4. It says, but sexual immorality and any impurity or greed should not even be heard of among you, as is proper for saints. Obscene and foolish talking or crude joking are not suitable, but rather giving thanks. Mm-hmm. And so I think I was just, like, struck by, like, not even heard among you. And I'm like, how much are we, like, it's just so much around us. Mm-hmm. And so I was just struck by that. But it ends, like, by giving thanks. Like, that is maybe, like, how we can also mm-hmm. fight is with, like, a heart of thanksgiving. Like, thinking, focusing more on what we can be thankful mm-hmm. for, like, what we have rather than what we don't have.
Yeah.
So, and I just want to encourage you, like, I love that you, like, pointed to victory. And I just think, like, you can have victory mm-hmm. in this. And I also think it won't maybe always be as hard as it is right now. Like, I just think, like, it has been less hard for me in this area of life as a 40-something than it was for me as a 20-something.
Right.
And right. I think some of that is just what was going on around me and in my body. And so mm-hmm. I just want to, like, give you hope for that. But you can have victory as a 20-something, too. So,
mm-hmm. Okay, can we talk about boundaries
yes.
in dating?
Yeah.
I think maybe some girls would appreciate our thoughts on that. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciated Nate's message on Monday night. The call to date differently. Mm-hmm. So just what have you guys learned about boundaries?
I mean, I think this kind of goes back to a little bit of what we talked about previously, but I think we often try to frame our mind around, like, okay, where is the line and what can I do that doesn't cross the line. Like, we see, okay, is this okay? This is maybe getting closer. Like, mm-hmm. and I think we should frame our thinking maybe to be like, what can I put in place to keep me staying far away from the line? Because we mm-hmm. don't want to tiptoe up, see how close we can get. I think, like we said, flee sexual immorality. Like, what can we do to put in place to keep us from getting that? Because I think when people ask about boundaries and purity, they want to ask, they want to know, is this okay? Is this okay? Like, what can we do? What can't we do? And I don't know if there's a definite answer. I mean, for some things, there is a definite answer. I will tell you that. Like, there are things that you should not be doing.
Right.
But I think it looks different for every dating relationship of things that work and things that don't work. And I think having an open conversation, I think it's something that you should constantly be talking about together. Mm-hmm. Like, don't have a boundaries conversation once and then never talk about it again. I think mm-hmm. continually reassessing, seeing how you're doing. Okay, this is working. This isn't working. How can we fix this? How can we work together? And I think a question that I think Nate talked about this in his message, but asking each other, like, is the Lord pleased by our relationship? Like, are the things that we are doing walking in how God designed us to be? Not for marriage, but, you know, maybe looking towards marriage, but just dating, like, is what we're doing pleasing to him and glorifying to him? And I think as you ask yourself that question, you'll start to notice, like, okay, I don't know if this is this thing that we're doing, or if we're staying up too late, or we're hanging out one-on-one too much. I think you'll know internally the things that are not great for, like, walking towards purity, and I think you'll know things that mm-hmm. are good for your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always say to people, nothing, I agree with Nate, he said this too, nothing good happens after 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Yep.
It just doesn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can, I don't think there's any exceptions to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Things, they just go downhill mm-hmm. after 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I love, I don't know what passage did you?
I was in Ephesians 5.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if
verse 3
said this. Yeah. The same way. Like, among you, there should not even be a hint.
Yeah.
I just want to underscore that again.
Yeah.
Not even a hint.
Of mine says should not be heard of.
Yeah. So mine says similar. Not even a hint of sexual immorality. I think that might be a good temperature question to just ask about your relationship from time to time. Mm-hmm. Maybe we haven't crossed a lot of big boundaries, but mm-hmm. is there even a hint of sexual immorality?
Yeah.
You should back up. Mm-hmm. There needs to be some conversations and backing up. Mm-hmm.
And I think something important in that, going back to what we talked about with just sexual temptation in general, is maybe when you're in a relationship, you might not always see what's best for you. And I think people in your community can tell, okay, I'm noticing this. Like, maybe mm-hmm. this isn't great. So I think not only asking your friends, like, do you see any concerns? Like, being open about what you and your relation, who you're in a relationship with, what you guys are doing, and asking for accountability in that, but also welcoming insight. And if they say, you know, I see this, it seems concerning, even if you might feel like, I think it's fine, welcome that insight and pray about it and really think, like, okay, this person that I trust, mm-hmm. their voice has weight in my life, is saying that this is not good. I think we need to reassess where we're at and try to walk in a different way.
That's least. Great, Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Inviting your community to give you input. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So good.
And something Nate talked about was dating in community. Like, just a practical boundary is spend time with friends. Like, mm-hmm. like, I think it's great to have one-on-one time together and connect, but if that is not helpful for you guys, you can connect with each other while you're around community and other people. Mm-hmm. And just letting people have eyes on your relationship, I think, can be really healthy.
And I think you could ask yourself, if that's hard for you, like, but I want to spend one-on-one time with him. I don't want to be around all my friends all the time. I think that could be a question you ask yourself is why? Mm-hmm. Why do I not want to date in community? Why are we spending so much one-on-one time together? Mm-hmm. There might be some valid reasons for that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if it's because we want to lay on the couch and be passionate, mm-hmm. then you have your answer. If there's a bad reason that you want to be alone a lot, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
You know what your motivations are. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. I think in the talk that Nate gave on dating, he just says, like, now think about if that woman's father was in the room, like, would you feel comfortable? Like, let that kind of be your litmus test if you're being affectionate or passionate.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really good. And, like, the reality is your father, her father, his father is in the room. Like, God mm-hmm. is there and present. And so it's like, I don't know. Like, I just think that that could be a good reminder. I've heard a friend share about their dating history, and she shared like that her what her accountability looked like is when she came home from a date with her boyfriend, she had to tell her roommate mm-hmm. everything they did. Yeah. And I just like that has gone through my mind. And I think that is like some of you might be cringing right now like, oh, that is like way too strict. But I just think if you are like ashamed to articulate what you did verbally, you should not have been doing it.
Absolutely.
And so, and I think it's good too to just remember God's heart behind boundaries that he has set for mm-hmm. us in his word is because it's like out of a heart of protection and yes. love. Like
yeah.
God did not give us boundaries because mm-hmm. he like wants to withhold good things from us.
Yeah.
It's the exact opposite. He gives parameters in our life, whether it's dating or other things in life, because he wants our good for us.
Yeah.
And often when we cross lines, what we end up with is we end up with shame and mm-hmm. we end up with brokenness in our relationship with that person that we cross yeah. the line with. And like, that is like not, that's not flourishing, and God mm-hmm. wants flourishing for us. So yeah. I think just remembering his heart behind, mm-hmm. Why there are some parameters yeah. can maybe be good vision for us too.
I think it's good. I think heart posture, I think there's two aspects with purity. Like there's the physical boundaries, but I think heart posture, sometimes we overlook the weight that that can have in mm-hmm. our own purity. And I think sometimes what I notice is in my own dating relationship and in girls I meet with and friends, like we set boundaries because we don't want to feel bad when we cross them. And maybe you initially do want to cross them and, okay, I'm putting boundaries because I don't want to feel shame. I don't want to feel guilt. But what if our purity came from, like, I really believe that God made marriage for a man and a woman in marriage, and that's good. And, like, what if your purity came out of a heart of, like, joy for this way that God designed marriage and, like, wanting, like Jody said, wanting to protect that? I think, like, there's a lot of reorientation of how you view, where does your heart lie? How do you view mm-hmm. purity in general that can help? Maybe the underlying of why you want to cross lines, or I don't know.
So good. That's
like
good.
We can focus a lot on the physical boundaries, which, yes, those are good. Don't hear me say that you should just scrap all of those. But I think a lot of what helps our hearts not to cross that is like really believing that God set a parameter on this and that it's good for us.
Mm-hmm. So good. Good reminder. Okay, Jody, Brooklyn, thank you for your great input on this today. And we'll wrap this podcast up. We'll see you guys again later.